Gang violence spreads in Haiti as a ministry prepares for the worst. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Keep listening as we share some prayer concerns from one of our partners. And then, what happens when God calls someone to serve overseas? Well, a team walks us through the process and next steps in just a few minutes. We'll begin today in Haiti, where gangs are spreading north from Port-au-Prince. On October 3rd, gangs brutally killed at least 115 people in one central Haitian town and displaced thousands. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love says even though Kenyan peacekeeper forces arrived this summer, things have only grown worse. The northern city of Cap-Haitien is being inundated by people who are desperate for safety.
People are on the streets, sleeping on the streets. They can't eat, so they always come to our headquarters at For Haiti with Love, looking for food, for housing.
A September report says half of the nation's population faces acute hunger. For Haiti with Love is giving out food and medical care, as well as sharing the gospel.
Sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't, and then they go, and sometimes they come back asking for more, to know more about Jesus.
They accept the dangers in this work.
We never know who is coming up, who the people are looking for shelter. Some of them might be part of the gangs. So security is a big problem. We try to do what we can, but the main thing, we just pray up, keep praying.
Ask God for the team's protection and consider coming alongside this ministry's work as the hands and feet of Christ to a people in crisis.
They do need help. They're very poor and they have nothing. We want to be able to continue to help. We need donations to do that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. This next story is about a businessman who lost everything and found Jesus at rock bottom. Sundar owned a thriving grocery business in India and even built a shrine in his front yard. Many people came to worship at the shrine. But after his business went under, he was struggling, and a Mission India church planter shared the gospel with him. Regan Miller with Mission India says, praise God, Sundar recently began following Jesus.
You can imagine this was a big surprise to the local community. Sundar's parents and brothers stopped speaking to him, and there were usual customers at the grocery store that they still had to come out of necessity for groceries, but they just treated him poorly because he had come to Christ.
Pray for Sundar's faith to be strengthened. You'll find stories like this in Mission India's 7-day devotional leading to the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. It starts October 27th, so sign up today. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
This year, what makes our devotional really special is that we've got church leaders from around the U.S. that have each taken a day and written out that day's devotional. And then after each church leader's reflection is followed by a story from India about someone who was persecuted.
And what happens when God calls someone to the Great Commission overseas? Well, the first step is a personal decision between that person and God. But what's next? How does someone start the practical process of sharing the gospel message with an international audience? We spoke with John Darnell of Global Outreach International, an organization that helps integrate Christians into overseas missions work.
Showing to sharing God's love. So they're doing something to meet some kind of physical need to open the door for the gospel. So whether that's medicine or education, church planning, refugee care, orphan care, whatever it is, they're doing that to open the door to share the good news of Jesus.
Countries neighboring conflict zones are especially desperate for both practical help and spiritual hope.
So if people have a heart to help the hurting where they are hurting the most, there's an opportunity with refugee populations, especially in the Middle East, as that region is certainly unstable.
If any of this is moving your heart, start with that first step. Ask God what role He plans for you.
Pray faithfully. Look for ways to encourage missionaries and try to connect with them directly to see how you can pray for them and maybe give to support their ministry.
And you can start that process by connecting with Global Outreach International. We'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. It paints a dynamic portrait of how God is using TWR, its partners, and media to transform individuals' lives. We hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.